we're going to start the programme on a positive note. Because on Friday, we were deeply concerned for the well-being and whereabouts of pensioner 93-year-old Liam Brazel, who went missing in Tralee on Thursday evening. He was found safe and well just around 24 hours after he went missing, 25, 26 hours after he went missing, close by in a neighbour's shed, to the light of absolutely everyone. Huge numbers of people came out. It's a story of a community rallying around and a fantastic outcome to something that could have gone totally the other way, given the condition of the man and the age of the man in question. Everyone absolutely delighted. I spoke to his daughter, Paula Brazel, shortly before coming on air, and first of all asked her about the outcome, I suppose, and the concern that they had on Thursday into Friday. And look, first of all, look, the family yourself must be absolutely delighted. Take me back to, I suppose, when he first went missing, and I know there was a huge amount of concern because of his age and his medical condition, but you must have been so delighted when you got the news.
Oh, absolutely thrilled, Gerry. I think what happened was that my mother noticed that Dad was missing at about 6 o'clock. So they went out looking initially. Myself and my uncle just had a quick look around for him and rang my sister, and then they started looking for him. And then we realised that he had, you know, gone off somewhere. So we thought maybe he got into a car or he got into a shed or something. And they looked around the road but couldn't find him, so rang the guards then straight away. And I suppose it kind of kicked in then, you know, just the guards came up and the civil defence, and then just people just seemed to just start searching. You know, we met people on the road and they started searching and they started telling other people. And very quickly, you know, people kicked in and just started looking for him. But as the night was going on, obviously we were getting very worried. The guards kind of took over, you know, they started coordinating the search. And eventually, about 20 past 8 on the Friday, then Dad was found.
Mm. Okay. So when did he actually go missing?
We reckon he was missing sometime between 5:30 and 6.
Okay. So
on Thursday evening.
On Thursday evening. So he was overnight somewhere, and that must have been a big worry, even though the weather was fairly benign. It wasn't that cold, but at the same
time.
And
I thought what I thought myself was he would go into a shed, you know, like he'd be, before he got dementia, he was a very capable, well-able man, you know. I would have been very fit before the dementia kind of kicked in. But I reckon myself he would have gone into a shed or into a car somewhere just to get out of the heat. You know, so that was kind of keeping us going all the time. We kept saying, he will go in somewhere just to kind of, you know, escape the heat.
Yeah.
But as I said, the more we were searching, we were just thinking he had just disappeared into thin air, because then we thought maybe he'd got a lift, he'd got out of the door, out of the road, and just asked someone for a lift somewhere. So that was our concern as well, that someone had dropped him, you know, not realising,
you know, the situation.
Leaving on there. Yeah, exactly, yeah. So, as I said, it was just like he just vanished, really.
Yeah, and did you have that feeling that it was just, he could have been very, very close by, as it turned out he was, or like him being gone far away was your worst fear, I suppose?
I suppose that was the worst fear, but, you know, in our own head, I suppose there was a few neighbours, you know, that lived down at the end of the road, and they'd been sitting out all day, so he had definitely not gone to the right, you know, and then we had CCTV camera from other neighbours, and he doesn't seem to have passed their house, so that was kind of putting us thinking that he had just got a lift, and had been dropped off, you know, but very quickly, Gerry, people had started looking, you know, people were looking around town, and then the word kind of seemed to get out then on the radio and on social media, and people just came from everywhere. We were blown away with the amount of people that came out. So I suppose really the family kind of just mainly want to thank the guards, the civil defence, the mountain, the Banner Rescue, I think Ballybunion Rescue, and Glendary Rescue were there, the helicopter. The sniffer dogs were there, so a man had come in with his own dogs. He said, they might be able to find him.
People just rallied round, everybody. Put the effort in.
Absolutely amazing. You know, people, but the other thing was that people, you know, even young people, the amount of young, you know, teenagers, children, you know, young people really that came out and just kept on searching. Like, even when the thing was stepped down on the Thursday night and everyone was gone home, I suppose the family kind of stayed around longer. We just kept searching ourselves. And there were so many young people just cycling around the area, walking around the area, and just looking, have you seen the man? Have you seen the man anywhere? You know, it was incredible. I drove downtown to one station, there were groups of people, just that I don't know who they were, walking around in groups, just looking and asking people, have they seen anyone? It was fantastic. But the other thing, Jerry, was the amount of people that came out with support, with food. I think a lot of the businesses in the town dropped food off at the gate. I didn't realise what they were doing. And I said, once, which I thought it was the civil defence were organising refreshments for all volunteers. And then I realised a lot of business, they just came and they just dropped food and fruit and water, biscuits, you know, potatoes, and then people came with sandwiches. One woman just stopped her car, came out and put two plates of sandwiches on the wall and drove off. You know, we don't
That's
even know
amazing.
Who these people are. They were just fantastic.
Yeah.
And, you know, people sent, you know, masses and candles, and they definitely worked. Eric said that when Dad was found, he was very wicked, like, you know, he was still very alert when he was found. And he just said, I was just praying that you'd find me. I was praying, you know, he said, that I'd be found. So the candles, even there were so many prayers said for him. I think myself, they definitely helped find him as well.
Yeah. Yeah, that's amazing. How was he? How is he now, Paula?
He's good. You know, I said he was alert when they found him. Just dehydrated, you know, that's all he was, just dehydrated. So he's just going to be in hospital for a couple of days just to kind of build him back up now again. But he's fine, absolutely fine.
Yeah,
he's an amazing man. Like, you know, for 93, he's absolutely amazing.
Incredible. And I know a lot of the people who would have searched would have known him from his working life and from the huge amount of money he would have fundraised for the hospital, for the Friends of Kerry Jenner, as it was at the time.
Yeah, yeah. And just goes to show, you know, all the goodwill that came back then, you know, because he was known by so many people. And everybody came out, like people who would have known him years ago, all came out. Just to try and find him. So I said, we will be so grateful, forever grateful, Gerard, to the people of Tralee and the whole of Kerry and the wider area. They were absolutely fantastic. And the guards, I must say, the guards and the civil defence and the rescue services, you know, the sea rescue. I'm sure I'm letting somebody out. I'm sure I'm letting loads of people out. But all of those services, like, you know, they're all volunteers. They all come out in their own time. And they were so professional. You know, the rescue crowd are all volunteers, but they're just so professional, Jerry. You know, they calm everything down and they had us all organising, all the searches done. Like, they're absolutely fantastic. I couldn't say enough about the people.
Yeah, yeah. Paula, you know, when you look at it, I suppose everyone talks about, you know, as we get more modern and get into more technology and everyone's got a busy life and everyone's in their own sort of bubble, but it's moments like this that prove that there is still a very strong community there.
Absolutely, you know, and it really came out in force on Thursday and Friday night when Dad was missing. People just dropped everything, and the amount of support was mind blowing. The whole as a family, we're just so humbled by it, but we just really want to say to all the people that came out, everyone that helped, everyone that did anything, no matter how small it was so, so much appreciated.
Yeah, yeah, I can imagine that it was. What did you do with all the food?
What did you do with all the food? Most of it was eaten, don't worry. Jerry, there were just so many people there. You have absolutely no idea. You know, it was very, very much appreciated. Really, trust me.
Yeah, and on a busy weekend and everything, it could have stretched on for days. The worst could have happened, but thankfully, Paula, it didn't, and he was okay.
Thanks to all the neighbours that all went and searched, and they all, you know, and it just goes to show the power of it, like when people do rally around together. And it was just great to get such a good outcome.
Yeah, yeah, it certainly was. Well, listen, Paula, look, thanks so much for telling us your story and I hope he stays well for a long, many years. And thanks for talking to us on Radio Kerry this morning.
Thanks, Jerry. Thanks. Bye-bye.
As Paula Brazel there with the happiest of stories, really. What a great story to start the weekend off on Friday night when that news came true that her dad, Liam, was found safe and well. And that old story, as we hear an awful lot in the media about how individual we're all getting and how separated everyone is and how, you know, concerned and angry and anxious society is. Well, there's a story that upends all of that and shows that there's a huge community there. So well done to everyone who got involved, everyone in Tralee and wider afield, all the search and rescues that got involved as well. The people like at that woman who drove up and two plates of sandwiches on the wall and drove off. Don't know who she was, and she was supporting in their way and for the prayers of all the people that helped find Liam Brazel and help that family in their hour of need. A very happy, positive story. If you have a view on that, get in touch with us on the programme. And well done again to everybody. It's very often, unfortunately, that things go the other way in these sorts of situations and we're dealing with a tragedy, but thankfully we weren't. You're listening to Kerry Today. Gerry O'Sullivan with you till 11 o'clock. Lots to get to on the programme. We'll get to those and more. We'll be talking about trouble on the beach, amongst other things, as well as the action in Páirc Uí Chaoimh at the weekend. That's on the way.